Well, welcome back. We're on Inside the Huddle here on this Saturday morning. We've got a couple guys calling in. I'm sure we're all familiar with they are Bailey Good and Dawson Jacoby. They're managers at the Purdue University boys men's basketball team. And guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is something that Jamie Blacker wanted to get done for quite a while, and we're pretty happy about doing this. And let's make sure everybody understands who Bailey Good and Dawson Jacoby are. So, Bailey, you played your basketball school career at the Land of the Gophers, right?
Correct.
And Dawson, you went to Rossville. You played with the Hornets.
Yep, I did.
So my first question that I'm going to ask is, what made you think about being a manager for the Purdue basketball team?
For me, it was just a little bit in my blood, I'd say, to be around basketball. Definitely with my aunt going to Purdue and my dad going to Purdue, definitely Purdue was I was drawn to Purdue a little bit, and just loving basketball my whole life, I still wanted to be around it. So managing was a way for me to do that.
Mr. Bailey?
Yeah, I had a very similar experience. Grew up playing basketball all my life, and then, you know, once high school was over, I knew I wanted to continue being around basketball, so I heard of the opportunity to potentially become a manager, and I knew I wanted to go to Purdue, and I thought, you know, this might just work out. Filled out the application and got an interview, and I was lucky enough to get hired, and it's been a great experience so far.
Okay. I want to ask, did either one of you thought about going and continuing your playing career at a college?
It was something that I had thought about doing. Didn't have a whole lot of interest. Franklin was a potential landing spot, but I just wasn't too sure about it. So I just decided to get a great education at Purdue, and if another opportunity arose, like managing, I'd go for it, and that's what happened.
How about you, Damon? Bradley?
Dawson, by the way, Don.
how about if I get the name correct? That'd be the first thing, right, Bailey? Say, call me by the right name, maybe I'll answer way better.
Yeah. I wanted to go to either Purdue or Holy Cross, and Holy Cross, I would say I almost went. It was that close for me going to play basketball there. And I really like the coaching staff and the environment. I had a brother here at Purdue. Purdue is a little bit closer to home for me, and managing allowed me the ability to stay around basketball and get a good education. So that was the deciding factor for me. Just I knew I could still be around it a little bit and be closer to family. So that was definitely the deciding factor for me.
So Bailey, you're a junior, right?
Yes, sir.
And what's your major?
I am studying education. So the goal is to start out teaching for a few years and then maybe land an athletic director position somewhere.
Dawson, you're a senior, right?
Yep, correct.
And what's your major?
Agribusiness. Yep, agribusiness.
All right. So, Bailey, you kind of got into my next question, which was, talk about the steps of becoming a manager. So is it, Dawson, is it always somebody filling out a resume and sending it into the athletic department or the head coach? How does that work?
For me, I would say it was a little bit different for me. I still filled out an application and went in and met with the director of basketball operations, and It was a very informal interview. It was more of a conversation, I'd say. And But now it's a little bit more, I would say now it's a little bit more, there's a lot more people signing up to try to be managers, so it's a little bit more strenuous now, I'd say. So, yeah, it's definitely an application and then an interview.
Same with you, Bailey, right?
Yeah, so if you remember, Coach Ryan Smith played at Purdue, and then after he graduated, he came and became the coach at Clinton Prairie for the basketball team for a year or two. So that was kind of my connection. And then similar to Dawson, had a director of, or had a conversation with the director of basketball operations, Elliot Bloom, and kind of went through the interview process that way, filled out the application, and then eventually I was awarded the position.
Approximately how many managers are there associated with the men's basketball team?
Right now there is actually 16 managers for the men's basketball team, so there's actually quite a few of us out there.
Man, that's, you know, I just go back to the day when I was in school in 73, I was a manager and there was only two of us, but hey, it was a small school, high school, right? Okay, so what are the duties that a manager has on the men's basketball team, and are they assigned by what level? In other words, are you a freshman, sophomore, junior? Does that tell you what the duties that you have to do, or everybody's in?
You can take that one.
I'll go for it, and then if I leave anything out, you can
help. I'll try to fill in the cracks a little bit.
It's pretty much a group effort. I wouldn't say there are some things that are broken down into class. A lot of the traveling and going on trips is done by upperclassmen. And then your first couple years, you're kind of putting in your time, your hard work to work up to that junior and senior year, and you kind of get to reap the benefits then. But on a day-to-day basis, you know, you're going to practice, you're just helping out wherever you can in drills, or if a coach needs something, you're always there to help. A big thing is just rebounding for the players. Obviously, they all love to shoot and need somebody to rebound or pass, so that takes a lot of our time. And then as far as games go, most of the time we got our seniors behind the bench, so Dawson and two other seniors are behind the bench for the games. And then myself and some of the juniors and then underclassmen are kind of on the floor and ready to help out if any of the officials need anything. So we all stay pretty busy throughout the week with practice or games. Dawson, you got anything else to add?
Not a whole lot, honestly. I think you covered quite a bit of it. For the seniors behind the bench, one of the cool things we do is we do a play hard board during the games, and it entails like deflections and dives and charges and stuff just with the players throughout the game. And that's something that's another thing just we're in charge of. It's kind of fun to keep track of. We do that and the Big Ten standings board as well. We do just some odds and ends things just around like that, and just help in any way we can, really.
So at practices and before games, are you guys the first to get there and the last to leave?
Yes, we are. We are the – we get there for practices, if you're including the players and the managers, we get there about – a half hour or so, if not an hour before practice, and then stay after and help rebound. And we're there until they don't need us anymore. We like to help out and just help where we can.
Bailey?
Yeah, I mean, Dawson pretty much nailed it. We're the pretty much the first ones in, rebound, help out with, you know, the first guys in, player-wise, and then, you know, you're staying until the last guy leaves, and then then you got to clean up the rest of practice. So, yeah, it's long days, long nights, long hours. So we definitely get our money's worth.
Is laundry involved in any of this?
Thankfully, no. Thankfully, our equipment manager, he takes on the load because he has to do quite a bit, so I don't envy his job at all.
Okay. That is one of the main questions we get asked a lot. Thankfully, we can always say no to that.
So you've already answered one of my questions, which was the seniors get to go to a away game. Now, last night, Jamie Blacker sent me a picture of both you guys at Minnesota. So, Bailey, do you guys get a kick out once in a while?
Yeah. So as juniors, depending on the year, this year we only have three seniors. So when we go on a road trip, like for Minnesota, for example, we obviously flew to Minnesota. So we only take two managers when we fly, and then we'll take three managers when we take a bus. And Elliot Bloom, the director of basketball operations, he kind of schedules all of that. And I was lucky enough to get to go to the Minnesota game. And then, so that normally you get one trip. This year we ended up getting one trip where we fly and then one trip where we take a bus. So one of my flight trips is to Minnesota, and then I'll also be going to Northwestern, Michigan, and Maryland. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
It was pretty much just putting in the hard work, and thankfully Mr. Bloom was able to recognize my hard work and then rewarded me with a few extra trips. So it was definitely a cool experience, and I'm super glad that I had Dawson to go with me. Obviously I knew him from playing against him, and then he's been around the program, he's got to travel, knew what he was doing. So if I ever needed anything while we were on the trip, I was like, I can just go to Dawson, he can help me out, and we'll keep that operation moving smoothly.